This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. Welcome to it. We are here. We'll take your calls and your thoughts about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And thanks to Eric over at the Genesis Communications Network for coming in here tonight. He's our board operator out there who is also working on Christmas so we can be here on the radio with you. And in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Michael.
Aria. Aria DiMezzo joining us for the very first time. I don't think you've ever been on Free Talk Live before.
I have not.
So
I've always wanted to.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad. Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
So we made your dreams come true here tonight. And so we just finished up a delicious Christmas dinner.
Absolutely lovely Christmas dinner. Thank you, Jackie.
Cooked by an atheist. In fact, I bet most of the people in the house right now are atheists.
That's probably true.
I think you are, right? Uh-huh. Okay, I think Kenny and Darlene, who are here, are also, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be mistaken on that one. Anyway, it's been a great Christmas so far. We had our stockings this morning and everything. Jackie went all in.
Jackie went nuts with the Christmas presents.
I have not had a stocking in any memorable amount of time. So,
mine was full of Jack Daniels. So you know,
all of them were loaded with alcohol. So if you would like any alcohol, Aria, we have plenty of it on hand here. During the show tonight. So, for listeners who aren't familiar, Aria, you are the host, one of the hosts of Call to Freedom.
That's right.
We mention that frequently here on Free Talk Live. It's the afternoon drive show that was not on live today.
Right.
Because, well, it's Christmas, and I guess Will Coley, who is a Muslim, took the day off to do other things, I suppose. Do you know what he was doing today?
Playing Xbox.
Okay.
I mean, really.
Fair
That's
enough.
A good thing to do on Christmas.
Fair enough. But
he was spending time with his family. That's
nice. And you came out and spent time with us.
I did.
And Call to Freedom's everyday show. It's Monday through Friday. It's on LRN.FM, calltofreedomlive.com. You are there pretty much every single day.
Every day.
Yeah. As long as Will. Sometimes when Will's not there, you're there hosting in the main chair. So you've been in New Hampshire now since June?
Late June.
Late June this year?
Yep.
Yeah. Brand new. Yeah. Hit the ground running. You ran for sheriff.
I did.
Apparently, a lot of people recognized you from that. You were talking about that tonight, that people in the area have been saying they remember the fact that you ran.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, I mean, it's like they approach me and they know who I am, and I have no idea who they are.
Right.
So that's kind of awkward.
That's how it works.
Where have they approached you?
Own an app called Grindr. thanks, Ian.
Well, you want to tell our listeners what Grindr is who might not know?
I'm good. They can Google it. I didn't know
if you were going to say, like, in the grocery store, right? Like, that can happen, too, around here. The more that we're in a small town.
I was outside of work one day and had someone recognize me from my rant at Pork Fest from 2017.
Really?
Yeah. Approached me about that. So that was cool.
Was it a free stater?
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, because there are the ones that we don't know. There are a bunch of libertarians. For listeners that don't know, we're all migrants here as part of a movement of libertarians that have concentrated their action in one place. And there are a number of people who've moved to this area who they're just not social people or whatever. Or they don't want to hang out with us or whatever it is. They don't come out and, you know, go to our various different public kind of hangout events for libertarians in the area, but they'll pop up every now and then. Like I used to do outreach booths for, you know, Free Keen, for Bitcoin, for whatever, you know, the Shire Free Church at the county fair. And every now and then, you know, like a couple would come by and they would say, oh yeah, we moved for the Free State Project. We live over here in this town nearby. And, you know, they've got like a family or whatever. So I guess it makes sense.
It's a little harder to get away and come out to social events when you got a family. But, you know, I'm here. I'm like Mr. Antisocial Introvert here, and I still come
you
out.
You go to everything.
I even get on the radio and talk, you know.
So
I know how important it is to get out and talk to people, meet people, and do that, even though it's kind of a little hard for me sometimes. But I just
gotta
put effort in.
You got to get out of step out of your comfort zone.
That's one way to put it. Yeah,
it's important to do that. That's the only way that you can grow in life, right? Is if you get out of your comfort zone. So, you know, what I was going to say is it's such a small town. We're in Keene, New Hampshire, which is the southwestern corner of the state. It's the county seat of Cheshire County. Population, 20-ish thousand people, basically. Add the college students in, you might get up to 23, 24,000, something like that. And
not a big city.
Yeah. I mean, there's a chance that if you get a profile of some sort, meaning that, like, you've run for political office, your photo's been in the newspaper, you've been on the news or whatever, there's people who will recognize you in real life. And it's that experience that you were talking about where they'll come up and say something to you, usually positive, and you're like, oh, well, I guess I'm making an impact here because, like, people remembered. And that's important.
True.
And you didn't exactly have the biggest campaign or anything like that.
I didn't campaign at all.
Sure, right. Yeah, you were like me. Like, we just basically threw in the
hat. Hey, we're here too.
Yeah. And, I mean, I would do media. So if media, like the newspaper invited me in to do an hour-long interview, I jumped on that. That was actually turned out to be a really good interview. They asked really smart questions, and we got in deep to libertarian voluntarism, basically. It was like a really great opportunity to talk about liberty from a principled perspective. So I would never turn down media, but I've never, like, paid for a campaign sign or anything like that. And you kind of did things the same way, but regardless, you did get some press. There were a few articles about the sheriff race that mentioned you, even gave you some choice quotes.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the first one was really nice. The union
first
leader
quote
one.
Or the first article.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. You know, it makes a difference. People out there, you know, even though it feels like we're not getting anywhere, I think we are making a difference here.
We're making progress.
Yeah, I think so.
Slow and steady.
So there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's keep things a little close to home here. This story I've actually had in my news show prep for a couple of weeks, and it's so hilarious and so wonderful. The story's from Boston.com. That's perfect story to open up a Christmas edition of Free Talk Live. Here's why a Vermont man put up a giant illuminated middle finger sculpture on his front lawn. For drivers traveling on northwestern Vermont's Route 128 through westward, it'd be hard not to notice a rather outsized, impolite gesture. But don't worry, Ted Pelkey says the 700-pound wooden middle finger sculpture on his front lawn isn't for them. Rather, Pelkey says the sculpture, which sits atop of a 16-foot pole, is the product of an uphill battle more than 10 years in the making with local town officials over a garage that he wants to build on his property.
He's been trying to build a garage for 10 years?
Yeah,
the city's been blocking him.
Right. The operative words, his property.
Right.
He thinks that he owns this piece of land.
And the city thinks that he needs to get a permission slip if he wants to do something with his piece of land.
He says, 54-year-old Westford native says of his fellow residents in the 2,000-person town, quote, I'm not trying to cause hate and animosity to the people who live in the town, because there are very good people in that town. All the people are very good people, he says. With the exception, Pelkey says, of the Westford Select Board, Developmental Review Board, and other town leaders who have blocked his efforts to get a permit to build the 8,000-square-foot garage so he can move his truck repair and monofilament recycling businesses in nearby Swan to his own property. Officials say Pelkey's applications have fallen short of the town's standards.
Standards? What standards?
But he thinks they're biased against him. And as the ongoing dispute continued into this fall, Pelkey decided to make his feelings toward the town's board members more public. He says, I was sitting at a bar and said to my wife, hey, I want to get a statue made of a middle finger, and I'm going to put it up on the lawn. He told Boston.com in an interview, all in all, Pelkey says commissioning the massive sculpture and mounting it on the platform in his yard, which was done on November 30th, cost around $4,000. The display even includes two floodlights so that it can be viewed at all hours. And it looks amazing.
It looks great. Beautiful.
It looks like something you would see. It's like on one of those huge push-up poles that you would see with, like, if you're driving down the interstate and there's like a truck stop you know, with a huge sign, the pilot
the truck stop. The sign that would say, instead of the sign saying truck stop up there, there's a big,
big middle finger
extending a middle finger.
with lights below it.
With lights illuminating it from below,
It's amazing. We'll tell you a little bit more about the story. You can call and share your thoughts here on the live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Phones are open as always, 855-450-3733. Or call in via our Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to NAPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at anypay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at anypay.global. Anypay.global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. It's the Christmas Day edition of the program. This hour brought to you by Bitcoin.com, by the way. Right now, Bitcoin, what about $3,800, I think, dollars per Bitcoin at the moment. Compared to last year, of course, it's but a fraction of what it was this time last year. But overall,
that just means it's a good time to buy.
That's what I'm saying.
A good time to buy.
It may very well be. At the very least, it's a good time to learn about it. And then, you know, you should, probably should learn a thing or two about Bitcoin before you buy some. But you can buy it through Bitcoin.com. You can learn about it through Bitcoin.com. You can get the latest headlines for the news surrounding Bitcoin through Bitcoin.com. Go ahead and get started over there. Make it your New Year's resolution to look into cryptocurrency, learn about the basics, and get started, and maybe pick some up when you got a few extra bucks that you can afford to lose, because you never know what's going to happen. Don't ever put anything in that you can't afford to lose, but if you can afford to hold on to whatever it is you put in, that, in my opinion, has always been the best strategy, is to just hold on for the long term. You know, hold on for the ride, because it has been a ride. Yeah. So we're talking about an amazing story out of Vermont, and it's about a, I don't know how tall this thing is. It looks like it's taller than a human being. It's definitely pretty wide. It's a 700-pound wooden middle finger sculpture, and it is mounted atop of a 16-foot pole. The photos they've got here are pretty amazing. It's lit up at nighttime. With two huge floodlights, and the town of, Westford, apparently 2,000 people live in the town of Westford, and these bureaucrats have stood in the way of one man trying to build a garage on his property. His name is Ted Pelkey, and he's been working on this project of getting a garage built for a decade. Now, officials say Pelkey's applications have fallen short of the town's standards, but he thinks they're biased against them. And as the ongoing dispute continued into this fall, Pelkey decided to make his feelings towards their board members more public. He said, hey, I want to get a statue made of a middle finger, and I'm going to put it up on the lawn. Spent $4,000 doing it. He says, if you don't want to look at the building, meaning his garage that he wanted to build, look at this, he said.
There you go.
And the thing is, the town doesn't really have a choice. Why can't officials do anything about the offensive sculpture? Pelkey says he originally expected he'd be forced to take it down. Vermont is one of the few states in the country with a ban on billboards, otherwise defined as off-premise advertising signs.
Well, he's not advertising anything, is he?
That's right, which is why
he's advertising his disdain.
Sure, but it's not a commercial.
That's free speech, yeah. Isn't it?
It's not commercial advertisement, and so it doesn't fit within whatever that particular statutory ban is. So while Pelkey is clearly advertising his fury with local officials, his giant middle finger sculpture isn't technically a sign for his business, according to the Vermont Agency of Transportation. Jackie DeMent, spokesbureaucrat for the agency, said in an email, quote, although the structure is visible from a state highway, it is outside of the state right-of-way and not within our jurisdiction. Structure does not meet the statutory definition of sign and thus can't be regulated under the Vermont billboard law. DeMent, that's the spokesbureaucrat, did additionally note the Vermont's billboard law does allow municipalities to adopt local ordinances that are stricter than the state law. However, Westford officials reportedly looked into their zoning regulations and came to the same conclusion as the state. Allison Hope, chair of the Westford Select Board, told the Burlington Free Press he apparently can do what he's done. Instead, Pelkey's giant wooden middle finger falls under the category of public art. And on a related note, the age-old gesture is generally considered a constitutionally protected expression of free speech. I mean, how many stories have we seen of somebody being arrested by the police for flipping the bird to the cops or flipping the bird and yelling F you to the police? And
they love to pull that trick.
And then the case gets tossed and the person successfully countersues because they've had their rights.
Cops keep doing it because there's no punishment for them.
Well, yeah, that's the only problem is, you know, they don't, even though the court cases make it clear that they can't do it or they shouldn't be able to be allowed to do it, they get away with it every time. And the worst case scenario is they're going to get a verbal tongue lashing. Their chief's going to say, next time don't get caught, you know, or right. whatever it is that they say to them. Because there is no actual penalty. The officer who did the arrest doesn't actually have to pay out whatever cash is being paid to the person who was arrested in that case. So Hope says the Pelkeys can do what they like to exercise their free speech within the laws and regulations, Pelkey said finding out the sculpture was considered public art was the most wonderful thing I've been told in my life.
That thing is going to be up forever.
Or until he gets his garage.
Yeah.
You know?
Whichever comes first.
Pelkey has been trying to build the garage for more than 10 years. He says he has no plan to expand his businesses, neither the four-person filament company nor the repair shop that he runs with his son, but would like them to be closer to home. I mean, who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to have a business that you don't have to drive across town or across two towns or whatever to get to the shop?
When you're in rural Vermont, you know, the commute is, you know, you live in a city, you complain about your half-hour commute, but it's a half hour to go anywhere when you live in the middle of nowhere.
Well, that's true. And also, it's just dangerous during wintertime. The more you're on a road, you know, in the winter, the closer you are to having some sort of terrible car wreck, you know, hitting black ice.
3 feet of snow on the ground or on this highway with the hills and the mountains and everything.
So if all you got to do to go to work is, you know, walk out your front door and go into your garage.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty good. I mean, you can still slip on the ice between your front door and the garage because nothing is truly safe here in the wintertime, but. Anyway, he doesn't get it, according to these bureaucrats. Not only would it save him several thousands of dollars a month on rent, where he's currently has his business, and perhaps provide additional capacity, but it would also be more convenient if he didn't have to drive 25 miles back and forth each day. And you're right. You know,
25
miles at 30 or 35, 40 miles an hour, you're looking at, well,
an
hour.
That's an hour commute.
Yeah. It's during the winter, it's an hour one way.
It's an hour commute, and anybody that I mean, people that live in cities like most of our listeners think that's high, and it is.
It is.
If you're living in a city, but when you're out in the middle of nowhere, you shouldn't have that kind of you shouldn't have to drive 25 miles to get to from home to work.
And you know,
you should be able to have them close together.
And in a town of 2,000 people, you expect that it's not going to be the most burdensome of regulatory structures, but apparently in some cases
that's
it
what
is.
Surprises me about this entire thing.
People, I expect to be able to walk from one end to the other in less than an hour. You know?
I don't expect city councils leading towns of 2,000 to be so tyrannical.
But, you know, you're going to get that, I guess, in some towns.
So,
in others, I mean, there's Grafton, New Hampshire. There's no zoning whatsoever, so you can just go ahead and build whatever it is you want to. So some towns, there's nothing as far as controls. And then this one is apparently a bunch of control freaks that have gotten in control. And it sounds like Keene, except with a tenth of the population. Pelkey said, you can get out of the bed in the morning, take your coffee, walk across the driveway, and go to work. What would you want to do? He admits that when he first went to the DRB, which I presume is some regulatory board, his application wasn't the most detailed, but he says he later hired an engineer and a lawyer to put together what he thought was a pretty comprehensive proposal. I mean, if he's going to save $1,000, $2,000 bucks a month on rent, it's worth it to go ahead and hire the attorney to try to get this right, to get, you know, get the paperwork to where the town's going to accept
it. Yeah.
But even that didn't work. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments on this Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
I don't hear the bureaucrats' excuse for this.
I don't even know if they're going to comment. We'll see what comes up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here on Regulatory Ridiculousness. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
An 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who jumped the border with his father and was caught by the Border Patrol died while in federal custody early on Tuesday.
Border Patrol agents say they spotted signs of a potential illness when they took the boy and his father into custody. They took the boy to the hospital where he was diagnosed with the common cold. The boy was given medication but unfortunately died 90 minutes later. It can be easy sometimes to be caught up in the commercialization of Christmas, but Father Jonathan Morris is a Fox News religion contributor. He encourages you to look to the real meaning of Christmas.
What we're celebrating is something very simple, a historical fact that a child was born in a town of Bethlehem. Some of us believe that that child is divine, that he is our Lord and our Savior, and that God became man.
And on this Christmas Day, President Trump did call servicemen and women who are fighting for our country overseas and thank them for their service. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a heartwarming holiday story about a middle finger, a giant FU to the town government in Vermont, the town of, what is it, Westford? Yeah, Westford. 2,000 people live in the town, and there's one man who would really like to build a garage on what he considers to be his property.
Well, he thinks it's his property.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when you have to ask permission from someone else to do something on the property you think is yours, that's an indicator that it's not actually your property, that it's their property, that they allow you to do the upkeep. You got to mow the lawn. You got to take care of, you know, whatever needs to be taken care of. They just get money.
Oh, and you got to pay us some money every year.
Yeah.
Or twice every year, depending on where you live.
And make sure you bow and kiss the ring, because if you want to change something about your property, well, then you got to go and beg for permission, which he's been trying to do for a decade, and it just hasn't worked out. He's been trying to move a shop that he owns. He wants to build a garage, an 8,000-square-foot garage, on his property. They've said no. The story's just from Boston.com, by the way. The story is saying that he even hired an attorney, and he hired an engineering firm to, you know, get the blueprints right, get the paperwork right, to try to jump through whatever hoops this review board, whoever these bureaucrats are, has put in front of him to do. And, however, his efforts have repeatedly failed to get the town's approval, most recently with the DRB's denial of the building permit last fall. According to a notice of decision obtained by the Free Press, that's Burlington, I think, Free Press, the application reviewed by the town lacked information about the structure's use and security lighting. Pelkey is appealing the decision. According to him, his application for the garage received above the requisite number of points needed under Westford's form-based code during preliminary meetings, so he was puzzled when the ultimate decision came back saying it was lacking. He sees different reasons for the denial, a bias against him among town officials, which he attributes to a personal grudge with at least one DRB member, as well as residual small-town animosity with other officials. He says, "I've been put through the ringer by these people, and it's just not right. I haven't been treated fairly at all," he said. Hope says she was aware that Pelkey and the DRB chair, Hope's one of the bureaucrats, or politicians or whatever, Chair Matt Wamsgans, shared a fraught personal history, which Pelkey declined to elaborate on, but said dates back to a former job. According to the meeting minutes of the DRB hearing last fall, Pelkey's attorney, Brian Monahan, asked for Wamsgans' recusal before the meeting began, but Wamsgans said that he believed he could still be impartial.
Yeah, with all that personal history, you could still be impartial. Yeah, sure.
Hope told Boston.com in an email, "We're all professional adults in this realm who are volunteering our time and energy for the benefit of town residents, we would hope." Hope told Boston in an email. She said further, "Even if one person on the DRB has had somewhat less than stellar interactions with a member of the public, it doesn't mean they can't deal with any applications that have to do with that person in an appropriate manner."
Oh, yeah, but it sure looks bad.
Indeed, it looks bad, but does it really matter how it looks to these people? I mean, they don't care.
They think it doesn't, but really it does. You think you're being impartial, but it sure looks like you're not. And in the end, that just as a government, that undermines your own legitimacy. So I'm very surprised that they're doing that at all.
Well, that's true.
It certainly doesn't look as bad as the middle finger.
I think it looks wonderful. You saw the pictures, didn't you?
The middle finger
is bad for them.
Oh, yeah.
I love the middle finger. But bad for them.
Well,
yeah,
right.
It's bad for the town.
I mean, there's no doubt that if this gets enough attention, then maybe this particular selectman could be replaced. But, I mean, he's obviously so entrenched. He believes he's such a shoo-in to continue this position that he's willing to, look as bad as he possibly can. I mean, it seems like an obvious conflict of interest to have somebody who has literally had personal spats with another person being the judge of that person in a board application.
In a government function.
So it looks bad, but this guy doesn't care. He's so into his position, he's so into the power that he's accrued for himself, that he's willing to go ahead and look bad. He doesn't care.
That's very high schoolish. The head cheerleader saying, "Oh, no, I don't like that girl. She's not making the squad."
Well, yeah, and then you can tell it's high school because they're claiming they're professional adults.
Yeah.
Right? while at the same time acting like little brats and pushing somebody around, basically.
If you can't even avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest, how do you expect anyone to take you seriously?
There are men with guns that will show up at your house. That's how people take them seriously, right? That's why the dude hasn't gone ahead and just constructed the garage.
True, but in theory, these people are elected, aren't they? In theory,
probably.
They can get elected right back out for being, looking like they have a conflict of interest.
You know, I wish that the theory worked out more often.
Yeah.
Of people being diselected or unelected the next time around.
So what I kind of halfway expect to see happen here is this guy who built this middle finger is actually for him to go run for town selectman in the next election.
He might.
That would be awesome. I'd like that.
Unless, of course, the power corrupts him. And then he becomes that which he hated.
Yeah. That's always a danger when you go down the route of
politics. I wouldn't be opposed if he got the opportunity to deny one of the current sitting members' applications. He was like,
your conflict of interest.
Hope says she was aware that Pelkey had this personal history, but she believes that they can totally put all that aside and be impartial. She and the two other select board members all joined the volunteer panel within the last 2 years, so apparently it's not even an elected position. They just volunteered for these positions.
How does that work?
Well, it's not uncommon.
The state says we have power.
And people go, ooh, I want some of that.
Well, right. Of course this attracts the people who want to control others, right? This is the review board. This is the people that look
at the job description, isn't it?
You get to decide what people do with their property.
Yeah, and I guess people would volunteer for that all day long, but how is that not an elected or appointed or something?
Appointed. So what's happening here is probably like Keene. So in Keene, there's several boards that the city has, committees and such, and there are frequently openings on these boards, and they want people to show up and say they're interested in being on the board, and then the mayor will say, okay, Aria, you're on this board, and then you get on the board. And how long that term lasts for, I don't know. Maybe it's a year, maybe it's two or three or whatever. But there's a lot of these appointed volunteer boards, at least up here in
New England. I see where you're going now.
So, again, attracting those who wish to control others, that's what happens here. Hope says, from my own personal perspective, and what I've seen, heard, read, the town board and staff have been professional and appropriate toward the Pelkies, almost to a fault, she said. That behavior is not always reciprocated, but we continue to make decisions in a professional and equitable manner nonetheless. She says she's tried to treat Pelkey's application as they would for any other resident, even if her understanding is that he's dealt with the town employees and volunteer boards with, quote, animosity and threatening language in the past. See, they're trying to make Pelkey look bad, right? He's the one who's out of control. He is losing it. He's being rude.
He's going off on the boot that's on his neck.
Yeah, and we are just trying to lightly put the boot on his neck. And why does he have to complain so much? You know, we're not crushing him to death. We're just taking a little wind out of his sails.
Choking him lightly.
Yeah. Toll free number tonight, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mark in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Mark.
Hey, you know what? You guys are getting cut off out here. They're cutting your hours off out here.
Oh, no. Why?
The local talk guy, Michael, he runs everything at K-Talks. He's cutting you guys out, man. He's taking over your section of the day.
So they've got a local host who's coming in?
Right. Well, he had an hour, then he had 2 hours. Now he's going to have 3 hours.
That's probably the right programming move to make generally for a talk radio station is to put somebody who's local on. But here's what I would suggest, Mark.
I agree.
I know you were calling about something else. We can bring it back here. Here's what I would suggest. Just call then talk to the program director there at the station and tell him, hey, you like hearing local shows, but you also still want to hear Free Talk Live. And they can always move us, you know, put us in a different time slot. We're flexible like that. We're coming up.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Day edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. And, you know, if you want to talk trash in the chat room, we've got open phones. You are welcome to call in and actually have it so people can hear you.
Yeah, you want to talk trash with us? We'll talk.
You know, we can handle
that's
the
why
critique.
We're here.
Yeah, we can handle the critique. You know, it's always amused me the people that talk S in chat rooms where there's like no more than a dozen people sitting there seeing what they're saying. And it's like they have something to say, but they never want to actually call the show where people can hear what it is that they want to say. Where, you know, we're on more than Twitch. Right,
yeah,
so
this is not just a Twitch show.
Yeah, we may have 11 people watching us on Twitch right now, but we probably have thousands of people listening across the United States on our various dozens of radio stations that carry the show live.
Radio stations, we got it. Internet,
and then later,
stream.
Right, streams, satellite signals,
international
satellites. And so also, you know, a lot of people are out there and then delay broadcast. Some stations air us overnight or they'll air us tomorrow or whatever. So you're going to get a lot more people hearing your opinions.
And right after the show, it'll be a podcast.
That's true. Shortly thereafter, unless we do an after show tonight, which we could. I don't know if we're going to. We'll see. We'll see if anybody actually cares tonight. Because, you know, these Christmas shows, Christmas Eve, they're kind of hit and miss. Sometimes, like last night, we had a fair amount of participation. A surprise.
Yeah, last night was really good.
Tonight, we do have Mark. He's in Arizona, and he hasn't gotten to his thoughts here. So I want to get him on the air. Mark, you're back with us, and you're on Free Talk Live. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Ian. You're the best. Logical thinking person on the national airwaves.
Well, that's awfully nice of you. I appreciate it, but go ahead with what you were calling about.
The fact is, K-Tops, they're getting ice hockey from Vegas, and the local guy, and I agree with you, I'll take local talk radio over national talk radio any day.
Mm-hmm.
because you get to learn about the city council, county supervisors, all the people ripping us off. And let me tell you something. You were talking about...
As long as the local guy isn't filleting the city council, because there's a lot of talk show hosts that do that stuff where they'll never ask a tough question, they'll never, rattle the cage.
You're right, because they want to get them on and the mayor on and the governor on and everybody else. So I understand that, but when it cuts down to it, you and I and everybody in your studio there and everybody out here, we don't own a damn thing. Let me tell you why. I can give you an example. If you don't pay your property taxes on your house or your property or your lot or whatever, what happens?
They are going to steal it from you.
They are going to.
Well, it's not even stealing because it's technically theirs. You know, it's just like a rental relationship.
You don't pay your property taxes. And if you don't pay the registration on your car, what happens?
They'll take it from you.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you own? What do you outright own that nobody can take away from you?
Not much. Sorry.
This isn't called a freedom.
You can say whatever you want here.
Okay, yeah,
perfect.
Think about
seven. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What do you really own? What do you say? Hey, I want to put up a flag. I want to paint my house this color. I want to do this. What do you own?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, you could argue that you own yourself, but even then, they'll still put you in a cage if you have a plant that they don't like.
Well, sure. The IRS threw, Wesley Snipes in jail, right, for not paying his taxes.
They did.
Right? They sure did.
They sure did, yeah. And Martha Stewart was thrown in jail for 6 months for lying to them.
Right, they can lie to you, but you can't lie to them.
Right, and Donald Trump's own personal attorney, his office was raided, he was arrested, and where does that put Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, Donald Trump's still the president, so he's probably not at any real serious risk of anything happening to him.
Really? Well, you say that to Nixon.
Well, what really happened to Nixon?
He retired and lived the rest of his life in security and peace and wealth.
Right.
Because he was going to be prosecuted.
He still got paid. He still got, the Secret Service's protection. He still got all the benefits of being president without actually having any of the quote-unquote responsibility.
As a matter of fact...
It sounds like an early retirement to me.
Excuse me, sir. As a matter of fact, I went to the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California, probably 25 years ago, and there was a handwritten letter in that museum where he wrote that he did no longer need Secret Service protection of any kind. It would save the American taxpayer millions of dollars a year, and he declined it. And I saw the written letter, his own handwriting. So we're way off track. What I'm saying is that none of us own anything. They're going to take it away from you if you don't pay this tax or that fee or this registration fee or that whatever.
Yeah, it's true. You're spot on. And it's sad. It's sad and it's true. And it's something we've said for years here on Free Talk Live, but it's always good to hear it again coming out of somebody else's mouth. So, Mark, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's definitely true. You only have what they allow you to have. If they decide they want to come after you for some reason, they don't want to let you build a garage, or they don't like the plant that you're growing in the backyard, or whatever it is that they don't like, well, they're going to do what they want. Now, well, that's why it's kind of interesting to see this guy, at the very least, in Vermont, having success with his sculpture, because they poured over their codes, and they can't find anything that allows them to go and take this man's statue down. So it's a pleasant surprise that they actually haven't just gone ahead and done it anyway and then made some crap up after the fact.
They'll probably do that next.
Well, I mean, this has been up for almost an entire month. I guess it went up on November 30th. For those just tuning in, we're talking about the man who put up a 700-pound sculpture of a middle finger, a wooden sculpture. It's on a platform raised up 16 feet, it says here, although it looks really tall. It looks taller than 16 feet, but I guess that's what it is. I mean, this thing's above the tree line, definitely. and dude's got plenty of property. If this is on his land, the photo, the wide shot here, this thing's out in the middle of a field, basically. It is. There's no house in this.
Yeah, you'd be able to see that from way off.
So it's not like this dude is going to be building a garage because he wants to build an 8,000-square-foot garage. He wants to move his business across town, 25 miles away, actually, more than across town. But he wants to move it into this garage so he doesn't have to pay rent on his current facility. It makes total sense. And it's not like they can say, oh, you're going to bother the neighbors with your noise, because there's nobody in the immediate vicinity, at least just looking at this photograph. So, I mean, they're just coming up with all kinds of reasons to deny this guy. He's jumped through as many hoops as he possibly can. And all the while, the town bureaucrats are acting like the man is the problem. The man's name is, I think it's Tim Pelkey. Let me double check on this here. Ted Pelkey.
They're just finding any excuse they can to give him grief, and then they're blaming him for it.
Right. They're acting like he's the problem. He's
well, even if it's true, and that he's been confrontational and threatening since they first denied his permit.
Yeah.
I mean, they still denied his permit.
Yeah. He asked them for permission, and this is what happens when you ask for permission, is they almost always will tell you no.
I can't believe he made it 10 years. You know, the Killdozer guy didn't make it that long.
Before snapping and going on a rampage?
Yeah. Not that I encourage that.
Pelkey, of course, says he's the one being wronged. His team met with the bureaucrats and the town officials for a mediation session several months ago to see if they could come to an agreement. But he still hasn't heard back from the town on their decision. Frustrated by the perceived delay, Pelkey said he made the decision in October to put up the middle finger sculpture. He said, "The town of Westford has played with me for 10 years, and we all know that was 10 years of my prime existence when I was hustling more than I'm hustling today." Because right now, he's in his 50s. Let's see here. Yeah. 54 years old.
So yeah, the clock's going to start winding down.
He started this fight with the town in his mid-40s. He says, "I'm just sick of it." According to Hope, Pelkey's appeal is set to have a possible court hearing in January. Oh boy, more money for his attorney. His attorney's making out like gangbusters on this one. She says the escalation in animosity hasn't made the process work any more or less efficiently, but they sure can make the process more challenging.
I thought they were trained professionals. They were professional adults.
They are professional adults.
Well, then why are they looking at the animosity and going, oh, okay, this got nothing to do with us. Let's get back to our jobs here.
That's what they think professional means.
He's got no plans to take down the sculpture, which he hopes has, quote, shed some light on the dispute, both figuratively and literally. We'll tell you a little bit more about the story. You can share your thoughts with us as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And coming up, elderly folks stopped with 60 pounds of weed. Michael,
would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.